Workforce Wednesday, a snapshot of local job outlook data and employer resource information, is brought to you by the Workforce Investment Board of Ventura County, bringing people and opportunities together.
And welcome back to Workforce Wednesday, a monthly broadcast from the Workforce Investment Board of Ventura County. This month's topic is, how can a seasonal job lead to long-term employment? In studio with us, Jesus Torres, Director of Strategic Programs for Verizon, also Vice Chair of the WIBS Youth Council. And we're going to say, I'm going to do it now, Talia?
Correct.
Hey, look at that. Talia Barrera, Manager with the Workforce Investment Board of Ventura County, has a lot of experience in recruiting and job placement. So this is a big question here. Let's talk about Ventura County's unemployment rate first. It's down to 8.6% from last year's 9.8%. Especially at this time of year, we're seeing a lot of help wanted signs for seasonal work. However, competition for getting a full-time job is still very high, and it can be tough to get your foot in the door. So let's start off with Talia, and what makes a job seasonal? We were chatting about that a bit. What are the advantages to having what we refer to as a seasonal job?
Tom, a seasonal job is a short-term, temporary position, and the beauty of it is that a job is available throughout the entire year. So you can find many seasonal jobs in retail, in agriculture, in tourism during summer, and during tax preparation. So seasonal is pretty much throughout the entire year.
Throughout the year, there are these jobs available. Now,
exactly.
Jesus, tell us about Verizon's seasonal hiring. What does the company expect of people who apply for a seasonal job?
Sure. Well, first, you know, when we hire employees for our holiday season, we actually start that process during the summertime because we want to allow time to train our employees and get them used to the sales environment. And we do this mainly because, for a variety of reasons, but mainly because we want to make sure that the customer experience is the same across the board. We don't want our customers to tell the difference between a seasonal employee and a permanent employee. So we want all of our employees to be good brand ambassadors in our stores, regardless of their employee status.
That could be a real issue if somebody says, well, I don't know, let me get,
want
that to happen. So that's an interesting comment, because a lot of people think they can automatically just jump into a seasonal job. It's clearly not. Tax preparation, you have to have skills. Mm-hmm. Lifeguarding, anything like that, you'd certainly have skills for that. And working with Verizon, you'd have to know the product line thoroughly.
Absolutely. And it depends, like you said, on the industry. I mean, our employees aren't folding sweaters all day.
Mm-hmm.
They are selling phones, so they have to know the different platforms, the services, the products, the plans, and also know how to sell services, too. So that's an added skill.
Yes, and to upsell, as we say, and to find out what the person might really be interested in the long run. So there's a lot going on here. Basically, I guess the only job that would be just a quick and go would be some sort of loading thing where, are you strong enough to do this? Yes, but any kind of customer service or a skilled level like tax preparation and the other jobs that we talked about would definitely have some skills where there would be training involved. So let's talk about, from an employer's perspective, what is the benefit of working with seasonal employees?
Well, for many employers, like Verizon, seasonal employees give us the flexibility to ramp up during peak season and then go back to our normal levels when traffic in our stores isn't as high as it was during Christmas time. And so, and also, it gives us the ability to evaluate our talent. So when someone comes in and goes above and beyond for the customer, and they have a good work ethic, good attitude, we take that into consideration and say, hey, well, we have some good, and if there's ever an opportunity, we might take it.
Yeah, and that's it's never just a job. It's
no.
Got to be something that you're completely invested in.
Sure. I think when someone goes into a seasonal job, they should go into the job as any other job. Don't just do the minimum because you think it's a seasonal job, because there could be opportunities at the end of the tunnel. So once they're done with the job, if they have, like I said, a good work ethic, a good attitude, and they've impressed their supervisors, a full-time permanent job is realistic.
Why would you give up on somebody who did so well for you during
Absolutely.
A season? You would
Sure.
probably want to keep them as long as you possibly could. So folks, remember, when you're into these jobs, they could become careers. So let's talk about some tips for a seasonal worker who wants to make a positive impression on the employer for a future reference, a longer-term job, or both.
Well, Tom, it's always important to go above and beyond, just like Jesus mentioned, and get out of the box and pretty much just make a good impression on the employer. Most of the seasonal jobs, as we all know, they tend to become full-time employment. It is an opportunity for the employer and the employee to do a test drive, if you may call it that. It's a great opportunity to see if the job is the right fit for the job seeker and the employer, if it's gonna be a good fit for the employer as well. So also, it's a great opportunity for the job seeker or the employee to determine if it's gonna be a long-term job. If they like the company, it's definitely a great opportunity for them to communicate to the manager that they're interested in long-term employment. If we consider most of the retail stores throughout the nation, they're very large employers. So there's always room for growth. Even if you you get your foot in the door, there's a possibility. The possibilities are endless.
And if you're a kid in school, college, or something like that, and people find out you had a summer job, you were diligent and worked out well, that would probably be nice too. And the referencing is another thing we don't think of.
Absolutely.
If you have this 90-day gap in work, that's one thing. But if you have, I worked at Verizon, you know, I was a lifeguard, I took care of kids at a summer camp, whatever it is, you would show that you are always fierce and always looking for a job, for a gig. And it also broadens out your experiences.
And sure. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. And the networking is very important. It's a great opportunity for the managers to see what you can do and good references. So that would help you in any jobs that you get in the future.
This is horrible. But in the olden days, what radio people used to do, if you went to a wonderful place like Verizon and a guy did a really good job selling you a phone, perhaps you'd say, you ever thought about selling radio? So you never know where you get headhunted. When you're good, you get headhunted.
You never know. Open doors lead to other open doors, and you know that's the main thing. Just to get your foot in the door, be part of the workforce, and opportunities will arise for you.
Yeah, and if you live in a certain area and say, boy, I'd sure like to see what it's like to live in the mountains, you could go work at a ski resort. If somebody said, I'd love to live at the beach, they could think, hey, I'll get a job at a restaurant where it really picks up there.
Sure.
And you get the experience, you get to move around a little bit, and you also make some money and hopefully a really good impression. Working in the industry that you do with Verizon, what would you say? So a guy like me walks in. So you might have an 18-year-old, you might have somebody in their mid-50s. You might have a man, might have a woman, anything. When somebody walks in and asks for the seasonal employee, what strikes you first? What is the first impression where you say, okay, this looks like something that could be positive?
Well, we want someone that works good with people, someone that's not afraid to ask people questions about their lifestyle, and that way we could adapt our services and our products to their lifestyle. If someone is a business owner and they need a phone, well, let's find a phone that fits your lifestyle, a phone that is good with tasks, email, it's wireless with 4G LTE. They need sort of a connectivity across the board, and so we can offer that. And so if someone is good with people and able to try to get some information regarding their lifestyle, that's a big positive too.
That's a real big positive. Can we do one that, what is, never ever 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 do this when you go in for a job interview? What would be the type of thing where you go, uh-oh?
Well, don't ever feel too comfortable that you are going to get the job. Always go above and beyond and make a really good first impression. The first 30 seconds are the most important when you're looking for a job, and that's definitely going to show once you walk in and you want the job.
So the typical things, grooming, how you're dressed, how you present, firm handshake, all of the above, and then just showing that, I just need some bucks for Christmas. Probably not a good way to start.
Not a good way to start.
And a good statistic, Tom, is in 2011, most of the retail stores hired approximately 30% of the workforce that they hired seasonally. So you can definitely tell that there's definitely success in getting seasonal work. You can get your foot in the door and move up.
Yeah, it's paid on training, paid on making an impression. This sounds like a really good way to go. And think of the real broad aspect of this, too. It's not just a Christmas job. It could be the tax season. It could be summer jobs. It just goes round and round and round in ag and all of the above. To listen to past Workforce Wednesday programs or to sign up for the WIB's electronic newsletter, go to www.wib.ventura.org. For more information about the Workforce Investment Board, go to www.wib.ventura.org or find the WIB on Facebook. Our next show will be at 8:40 in the morning. That is January 23rd. Jump into next year. If you have a Workforce Wednesday topic that you'd like to hear, let us know on our Facebook page, Workforce Investment Board of Ventura County. Thank you so much for coming in this
morning. Thank you for
having us. Great. And it is, it's good to know that, one, the employment is getting better and better and better, and there are places to get some good seasonal work and some great experience. Thank you so much for coming in this morning with News Talk 1520.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's another WIB Wednesday here on KVTA, and we'll be back with Rich Galano.
The business, education, labor, economic development, and community members of the Workforce Investment Board are committed to workforce development for economic vitality in Ventura County. To learn more, go to wib.ventura.org.